Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, beautiful people. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirits. I pray for the 3-minute delay. There was something technical going on with the system. I apologize. And I, and for those who waited and tried to get in and call back, I truly thank you for that. Again, I don't know what happened this morning, but we are here. Prayer is here. God is here. And we're just ready for great things to happen. This morning, we're going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18. Pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer. Ephesians 6, 18. Pray at all times. We are living in a time where we can't wait to pray on Sunday, where we can't wait to pray when things are going wrong. We have to pray without ceasing constantly over and over and over again. This prayer call sets the tone for, I know, my day and many others' day, but throughout the course of the day, we have to take upon ourselves to stay prayerful, stay prayed up, because the enemy is trying to come to steal, kill, and destroy our minds, our lives, our finances, our patience, our peace, our joy, our happiness. And we got to be on guard. We have to, in the midst of all of that, thank God throughout the day for what he's doing in our lives, for how much he loves us, for the favor that he's showing us. Even in little things, he's showing favor, asking him over and over up throughout the day to show us his glory, show us his favor, show us his grace, and thanking him in the process, thanking him throughout the day. We are mandated to give God thanks. Give him thanks. Just as you would say thank you to somebody who put something in your hand. Every day God places something in your hand. We have to be grateful for that. I pray that you would have an amazing weekend of prayer, an amazing weekend of purpose, of miracles, of worship, of supernatural peace and favor. That is my prayer for you today, and that you would remember to pray at all times. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your glory this morning. We thank you for this breath of air that you breathe in us today, Lord God, that we may pray and praise you today, Lord God, that we are here to say thank you. We are here to show our gratitude, Lord God, for another day in your presence, another day to go out, Lord God, and be seen, and others can see you through us, Lord God. Another day, Lord God, to let our light shine like never before. Lord God, I pray for traveling grace and mercy for those that are going on the highways and the byways. Protect them. Bring them home safely. Protect their children, for those who send their kids off to school, send their children off to different places, Lord God, that they return home safely, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the children that are in the jailhouse, Lord God. Let their relationships continue to build with you, Lord God, in the midst of their time. I pray for the fatherless and the motherless children this morning, Lord God, who are seeking love and seeking something from a mother or a father figure. I pray that someone will go into their lives, Lord God, and be the blessing that they need today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for those who are looking for a financial blessing today, Lord God. I pray that they receive, Lord God, what they're looking and they're asking for. I thank those, Lord God, who are being that blessing to others, being a bless to someone this morning, Lord God. And boy, it doesn't have to mean in a relationship, but someone who is in a relationship enough with you, Lord God, that they can look down and be a blessing to someone else to help lift them up, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for each and every one of their lives, Lord God, this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for your spirit of peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. It's a spirit, Lord God, that I find myself trying to explain over and over and over and over again. But I know the only thing I could say, the only thing I could explain it is you, all you, being in the presence of you consistently. Lord God, I pray that, others would get that and receive that and feel that and have that over their hearts, mind, body, and spirit, Lord God. Lord God, let your spirit show up like never before today, Lord God. Bring your peace, bring your glory. This may be the day before the weekend that someone has their last opportunity to be a blessing on the job, in their business, going into a store from someone they may not see again till Monday. Give them the courage and the strength and the wisdom and the clarity to speak those things, Lord God, that have come from you, Lord God, to be a blessing to someone else, Lord God. Have your way like never before.
Lord, I love you. I praise you. I know that we all thank you for who you are in our lives. And it's in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Be loved, be blessed, be great. Let your light shine and have an amazing weekend. Be blessed. I love you.